Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind.
It's 30 minutes pressure bringing us back to 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Daniel Prosser is our guest. Dan is CEO of the Prosser Group, author of a new book called 13ers, Why Only 13% of Companies Successfully Execute Their Strategy, available wherever books are sold, brand new book. Dan, we were talking in the previous segment about connectedness and empathy and some of the intangibles, and that's what they are. You know, when we think about executing a strategy, so much of our thought process is around, you know, the deliverables and the dates and all the stuff that goes into executing anything, the object of our affection, you know, and oftentimes the intangibles, which is what creates great winning sports teams, right? The intangibles, not the shooting, it's the intangibles. Exactly. A lot of times the intangibles go wanting, don't they?
Well, exactly, and it's that, you know, we're all very good at, when we get into business or we start a business, we're all pretty good at doing something pretty remarkable. Usually it's the doing that puts us into business, but it's the who we're being as a leader or being as a manager is what sets us apart. And what employees tell us that they want are the soft skills. That's what they really want. They really want people being contributable. They want managers to be contributable, to listen to them.
And let me stick this in there, and it's something I've stuck in many times over the last two or three years. The Gen Ys are really like that.
Very much.
The younger generation, they really... That's essential to them, to their way of life, isn't it?
It really is, I think it's more emphasis on that, but I think it's for all of us. We all want to be in empathic relationships, relationships where people can understand what it's like to be in our shoes, or at least listen and try to understand what we're experiencing. It's not just you work for me, I give you a paycheck, so you better do your job. It's way beyond that today. And it can't be the vertical hierarchy of that we learned back early on in the last century. It has to be more of a horizontal, relational hierarchy. And that's where the empathy comes in.
Dan, in your book, you talk about connection conversations, and you talk about connection points. Tell us about that.
Well, when I sold my two companies back in 2001, I sat down and I started asking myself, what do I really want to do with my life now? And the one thing I really wanted to do was find out what was the difference between the few companies that are successful and that we find quite often on the best places to work list. And what about all the rest of them? What are they doing? And why didn't these companies get onto that list? And I had a very good friend who did the surveys, and he gave me the surveys for 2 years of Best Place to Work. And so I began to dig into it, but I took a different approach because I came from more of a therapeutic understanding of people's relationships through my friend again, Harville Hendricks. And I discovered that the companies that were best places to work didn't really understand themselves why they were so good. But the reason they were so good was they were able to manage the conversations that connect people. So I've already mentioned
first you have to be aware that there is such a thing.
Yes.
Second, you have to give a darn about such a thing, and third, you have to have intention in having those conversations, and some people might say, well, duh, but that's not happening in a lot of companies, and apparently it's not happening in 87% of the companies
or more, probably.
As if 87% isn't scary enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. But well, you know, it's been said for a long time, only 10% of companies, at the max.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started talking in the 20th century when I started doing my radio show back in the 90s. Mm. I started saying back in those days that the future of management is not going to be done by drivers. It's going to be done by leaders. If you can't learn how to lead people, which means the only way to lead people is if they're willing to follow you. And if you can't do that, you're not going to be successful in the 21st century. That's what you talk about in your book.
That's right. So today it's all about if you're going to be successful, it's because you're a connector.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential today. So if you don't stop to understand and get a new perspective of your business, stop to understand what are the conversations actually in your business that are running your business. You think you're running your business, but if you really understood what was really running your business, you'd understand that there's these conversations that run in the background that you can't see,
mm-hmm.
and they're having a tremendous impact on performance of your employees. So by reading 13ers, you can actually begin to understand the concepts that I'm talking about. And so I talk about those soft skills in the first three sections of the book. In the last section, I give people an actual framework for being able to translate all of that into mm-hmm. action.
And it's on Amazon. I know wherever books are sold. Give us your own website and
well,
the book website.
You can find this book on 13ers book, 13ers with an S, 13ersbook.com.
All right.
And I've bought the book. I'm giving it away for shipping and handling. If you go to that website.
Check it out, folks. Dan Proser. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.